T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hour number 2 of Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Great to be with you guys. Monday post-bracket reveal edition of the show. Quick takes on each and every region in this particular segment. And Aaron Torres of Fox Sports coming up at the top of the next hour. He's one of the best college football minds in the country. What really jumps out to him at this bracket, he's going to give you some tips that will help you win your office bracket tournament. And speaking of office brackets, listen, if you're only going to do one office bracket this year, you know what one you need to do? The one right here on ESPN Upstate. Okay, so whether you're listening to us on 97.7 in Greenville, 97.1 in Spartanburg, 1330 AM in Anderson or Clemson, here's what you need to do right now, okay? The second place medal is available for you. First isn't, because I've already done my bracket, okay? You go to ESPNUpstate.com, all right? You fill out your bracket, and your picks will be registered. You follow along as you go throughout the tournament. You see, maybe even you get really lucky and you're ahead of me for a couple of rounds before I come through and beat you in the end. But ladies and gentlemen, we're already approaching 200 participants online in our station online bracket tournament, Lonzo.
Let me point something out to you. If you've never done this before, this is very easy. It's as simple as clicking on the team that you think will win. That's how easy, because some people are intimidated by this, about the fact that it's online and everything, but it's a piece of cake, been doing it for years. And even if you don't know what you're doing, if you just want to go chalk, you can go through the seeds or next to each team. So just go through and go chalk all the way. You never know.
Yeah,
you might win a prize just by doing that.
Let me make this real easy for you guys. My parents are as technologically deficient as you will ever find. Okay? When you give them instructions on anything, here's how to text. Okay, so do I press the letter that I want to put in the text screen, and then I hit the next letter, and then where's the space bar? And then what? This button sends. Now I can't find my text screen because I now have my pictures open. Why did my text screen go away? My parents could figure out how to sign up and do a bracket. And by the way, mom or dad, if you're listening, the challenge is issued to both of you. Do a bracket on ESPNUpstate.com. Okay? Very, very... What's up?
They're not eligible to win.
Oh, they're not... Because they're related to me, right?
Yes.
So you're saying I can't win?
No, you cannot win.
I'm going to beat everyone's tail
in
this thing.
Yeah, but you can't win. So if you've been listening to Mark say he's going to win...
What about if I win, but then I give the prize to someone of my choosing? Can we do that?
No, it doesn't work that way.
Bummer.
You know, we are ineligible. We can play, but we can't win. Except for, I hear that there may be something else for the winner of the building.
Oh, yes. There's something else.
For the winner of the building.
For the winner of the building.
You know, well, you know what it should be? It should be a paid day off. I'm just making that suggestion. That's what it should be. It could be a paid day off. Since I know... One boss that's listening. Yeah, that would be an excellent...
A payday off would be a nice thing to do. Well, Lonzo, don't get excited. You know I'm the one who's going to win this. It should be, you know, I should be the one getting excited
about this. You see, you're missing the point. Your day off is a day off for me, so I don't have a problem with that.
There you go. I don't know if I like you weighing me down in this bracket tournament challenge. We'll have to see. I've got to see your bracket, Lonzo. I've got to see the nonsense that you have put forth on that bracket. But suffice it to say, folks, you need to sign up, and you need to sign up now. ESPNUpstate.com. The bracket is there. Amazing prizes, including Visa gift cards, eat and play cards coming your way.
I even saw Weird Al tickets in there.
Oh, Weird Al Yankovic tickets in there. I mean, well, ton of good stuff, ton of great incentives. Plus, my bet is if hell freezes over and you actually beat me, that might be even better than the prize that comes with it.
Yeah, the right? fact that you could call in and brag about that and he would have to bow to you, that would be awesome.
It would absolutely be incredible. Hey, I saw this earlier today, and I just cracked up. Ladies and gentlemen, what is your worst typo? Like, what is the worst typo that happens to you more than any other? The mistake that you make more than any other when you're firing away at the keyboard? Is there a specific word, or is there a specific mistake you made? I have made this particular typo so many darn times, and it's because the C and the X are right next to each other on the keyboard. And it's humiliating and it's embarrassing every single time this happens. But I was thrilled today to see that this mistake has not just happened to me. Okay? I am far from the only person who has fallen prey to this. No. CBS 42, channel CBS 42 News in the state of Alabama. This was their...
You know, it's good to win at. I mean, that would be a great thing to win at, wouldn't it?
This is their headline as appeared on their news. Their news read, Auburn wins sex tournament. To which I said, man, that's quite an accomplishment, but I'd have to see it to believe it. Picks or it didn't happen. I need pictures or it didn't happen. I cannot confirm or deny that Auburn won the sex tournament.
See, now all of us are trying to figure out how you would actually compete in said tournament and how you would possibly win in it. And
right.
I don't know.
Right. Is it a quality or quantity thing? Is it a stamina thing? I mean, how do you win in the Auburn sex tournament? I don't know how that winner is determined. But Auburn, in fact, did win the sex tournament per CBS 42, when in reality, ladies and gentlemen, Auburn won the SEC tournament, but so many times you write SEC, you'll hit the X by mistake. And how do I know this? Because I've worked in a lot of SEC markets, just like this one, and you type SEC multiple times every single day. And us men, like these phones with the keypads, BlackBerry was fine when they had the keyboard that, you know, actually had the raised letters on it. But these iPhones, man, these letters on the iPhones, they weren't designed for a man's hands. I happen to have the biggest hands you've ever seen, okay? They're not meant for me. And I have typos all over the place. I've made this mistake. I'm laughing at them because it's happened to me. And if you'd like to see that photo, you can follow me on Twitter, at Mark Ryan on Air, and simply scroll down. It's like my fourth or fifth most recent tweet, and you'll see it. Auburn wins the sex tournament. Lonzo and I are just trying to figure out, how do you determine the winner of the sex tournament? And why should Auburn say they won? You know, I'm sure the South Carolina or Clemson effort would be pretty strong as well.
And are there judges involved? I mean, I just don't know.
I can't imagine that there wouldn't be. I can't imagine that. A check on the Health Dare text line, 71307, in which you can get to us by sharing the word ESPN, starting your text with ESPN. Come on, Mark, don't let the big man know when you're going to go halfway at the job. So I shared with you my strategy for Thursday and Friday. Right. My strategy for work, because everybody's got a strategy. Either you're going to have like the, you know, when I was a teacher in Houston, the kids had the little earbud coming through their hoodie. Right. So it was wired underneath their hoodie. Then they put the hood over their head and they had the earbud in their ear that you couldn't see. Right. So you catch on to that. You start saying hoodie down. Right. Hoodie down. You start saying that. Is that your strategy? Are you going to have the wired through your hoodie at work on Thursday and Friday? Are you going to come down with a very mysterious illness, brachytitis? Are you going to come down with that on Thursday or Friday? My strategy is I'm going to come to work at 8 a.m., stick my head in my boss's office. I normally don't stick my head in his office at 8 a.m., but I'm going to show commitment to the job, okay? I'm going to say, hey, boss, I want you to see that I'm here at 8 a.m. working hard, sir, working hard. And then I'm going to make a quiet exit right at noon, okay? I'm going to slip right out the back right at noon. Then, Lonzo, the nobody knows the better, okay? The nobody knows the better. It's going to happen. All right.
You know what? It would be a shame if some employee were like standing in the window right at noon and were to video you going out to your car and timestamp it and accidentally send it to the boss. That would be horrible.
Well, that would be a really, really bad thing, Lonzo. And because I would never want something like that to happen, I'll be sure to park at Witch, which is right by us here. I'll be sure to park there
park out back and there's no windows out there. I'm just saying.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
No windows back there.
Okay. Well, that is pretty solid indeed. Okay. I would like to share with you some I have some quick takes here on the different regions in March Madness. I just some quick thoughts on each and every region. So when we come back, I'm going to share those thoughts with you. Plus, we're going to begin to delve deep into the brackets. What are the biggest upsets that we see? Who are the Cinderellas? How is this thing going to play out? That and much, much more is coming your way. You're listening to Offsides with Mark Ryan. We're right here on ESPN Upstate. It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. How is everybody doing? The glorious day of the bracket reveal is here. So here we go. Quick takes on some of the different regions here. All right. In the East region, of which where Duke is the number one seed. Duke is the number one overall seed. And they get, for my money, the best number two in their bracket in Michigan State. For my money, that normally doesn't happen. You know, you're not allowed to put the best number two in the bracket with the best number one, but they ranked Michigan State as the second best number two, and that's the number two that that Duke gets. And I disagree. I think Michigan State is the best number two. I would put Michigan State ahead of Tennessee, Kentucky, or Michigan right now. I mean, easily over Michigan. They beat Michigan. But, you know, I don't know how that happened. I do believe that this bracket is very, very manageable for both Duke and Michigan State. And I would be shocked if both were not in the regional final. So I think I have Duke and Michigan State both in the Elite Eight in the East region.
So do I, by the way.
Fantastic, fantastic. Duke gets by North Carolina Central and gets by Virginia Commonwealth, then gets by Virginia Tech. They stay coastal with their first three games. And then Michigan State gets by Bradley, Louisville, and then LSU, the three seed, who I think is capable of beating the Spartans, but is still really distracted from all the Will Wade BS that he's involved in. And then, for me, in this particular region, I'm thrilled that Belmont made it. The little guys only got 5% of the at-large bids, but I'm thrilled that Belmont made it, that Belmont got in. They're in the play-in game against Temple. Belmont wins the playoff game against Temple, the play-in game, and then they give LSU all that they can handle in the first round. Lonzo, what do you got? Uh-oh. Long face from Lonzo. What happened here?
There's no long face. I disagree. And plus, Belmont would play Maryland. So you're saying Belmont's going to beat Maryland? They don't.
Oh, correct. Yeah, you're right. They would play. I have Belmont beating Maryland. I have Belmont beating Temple. Oh, would you stop? Oh, this is ridiculous. Listen.
If I don't do it, somebody else will.
Listen. Yeah, well, as you said, our bracket's printed out very small. It's tough to see this. Belmont would play LSU, but it doesn't happen until the next round. So, yes, Belmont beats Temple. Belmont then beats Maryland. And then in the round of 32, Belmont loses to LSU in my particular bracket. Okay, so we move on to the South region where we give you some quick takes. The South region is led by Virginia. The two seed is Tennessee. Can Virginia win this region? Yes, they lost in the semifinals of the ACC tournament to Florida State. They can win this region, but their style lends itself to being in close games. And it's really foolish if you think about it. Why would you, in a sport where you can't afford to lose one game, why would you purposely play a slowdown style where you're designed to win games 55-50? Like, why would you do that? I want to blow teams out of the water. I want to use my athleticism to beat these teams. But at Virginia and Tony Bennett, it's a system. The system is at play. The system is at play for Virginia, right? And that's what they're about. And, of course, when you talk about Virginia, you talk about the fact that they were the first team in tournament history to lose to a 16 seed, in the tournament, right? And so here's Tony Bennett, the coach of Virginia. He seems to be addressing last year's elimination. Is that right?
Last year was last year, and we tried to grow from that and learn it. We've been, you know, that's been brought up a lot and been talked about, you know, whether it's opposing crowds or reporters. But it's time to play this year. You know, this is a new team. It's a new year. And certainly it you understand when you're in a situation like that, you grow from it, and that'll always be brought up. But I do think it's time to be ready to play a good Gardner Webb team and go from there.
Tony Bennett, coach of the number one seed playing local school Gardner Webb in the South. And now Tony Bennett, he vouches for his team this year and what they can do here moving forward.
I think our guys at times have played some terrific basketball and have been in going against some good competition. And when we're right and playing well and, you know, playing the majority of the possessions, I think we can do very well. And that's going to be the goal for sure. But I've seen teams obviously go a long way that, you know, don't score quite as much as others. And you've seen it. I think both ways can be successful for sure.
Can Virginia win this season? Yes. But I think Ole Miss in round two or Wisconsin or Kansas State in the Sweet 16 can beat them before the Elite Eight. They always lose before the Final Four. I'm betting one of them will. I'm going to say Kansas State knocks off Virginia in the Sweet 16. Kansas State, the co-champion of the Big 12 Conference. I also think Villanova is overseeded. You know, really struggled in their Big East Conference to win the Big East Conference. I don't find them to be a legitimate top 25 team. They get the sixth seed. My favorite out of this region, and if I'm honest with you, my favorite out of the entire right side of the bracket is Tennessee. They are my favorite out of this region. They're my favorite out of both the South and the Midwest. The Vols are my favorite to win this particular bracket. Lonzo, any comments there? The South region.
It's funny because you're going to laugh at me when I tell you who I have in the final.
I just hear a loss coming to straight up with Sturge's team.
I have Wisconsin and Purdue at it. Listen, I warned you. I'm going to go for the Big Ten team most of the time.
But go who you think is going to win, not the Big Ten teams. I mean, come on, man. Listen, the SEC has the SEC is family theory. You SEC fans can vouch for me, right? You guys root for Florida when Florida's playing a non-SEC team because the SEC is family. South Carolina fans can attest to that. For me as a Florida fan, every single SEC team is a family member at my Thanksgiving dinner table. Now, I like some family members better than others. I do. That's just the way that it is. But they're all part of my family, and no one's going to say anything bad about them. The Big Ten doesn't have that, dude. Stop picking all Big Ten teams.
By the way, the Big Ten has more teams in the tournament than any other. So that to me means that at least the committee thinks the Big Ten has the better teams. So more so than in past years, I think I'm doing okay with picking that.
Lonzo,
and we'll see.
We just heard Dick Vitale speak about the tournament selection committee reward mediocrity. So maybe, just maybe, what the selection committee is rewarding is maybe they're saying the Big Ten has more mediocre teams than every other conference. Here's Dick Vitale.
I mean, the committee has done, like you said, a great job. If you look toward the quad system and the net, yes. But I think there's sometimes a little more judgment has to enter the picture. And I think it's unfair for the little guy when we get 5% of the at-large birds for them. I don't think that's right. I don't think it's proper. And I will go to my grave screaming at, yelling at, and believing that because the little guy gets shoved in the corner. 28 wins mean nothing. Mediocrity is always rewarded, it seems, over greatness. End of story. I'm done about it.
There you go. Stop rewarding mediocre Big Ten teams in the tournament. Please, please stop. Please stop doing that. Let's head over, shall we, to the Midwest region, where I'll give you some quick takes. Auburn as a 5 seed is a joke. That is a joke. They're way better than a 5 seed. Splash Brothers, Golden State Warriors in the NBA, eat your heart out. Auburn made 53 threes in the SEC tournament in 4 games. They made 53 threes. That's an average of more than 13 a game. Are you kidding me? Florida came the closest to beating them, and it couldn't. I mean, they're draining shots from 25 feet out. Their entire team is like Steph Curry, for crying out loud. It was the Steph Curry effect like you've never seen before. And then yesterday, Auburn pounds Tennessee in oblivion. Tennessee had only played 2 games coming in. It was Auburn's 4th game in 4 days. And they pounded Tennessee into oblivion, and you get the sense that the committee already had the bracket made, and they didn't want to mess up their bracket, so they kept Auburn at a 5 seed, even though they were highly deserving of a 3 or a 4, right? So Auburn gets the 5 seed, lower than I thought they'd be, much lower, are highly capable of upsetting North Carolina and winning this region. Highly capable of that. Beware of Wofford in the lower portion of the bracket. Wofford is better than both Iowa State and Houston. The challenge for Wofford is this. They've got to get by Kentucky, okay? Kentucky, though, is beatable. If you're Wofford and you're playing Kentucky, and I do believe that Wofford gets by Seton Hall in the first round, Kentucky, you're never going to have the size, strength, and athleticism of Kentucky. You're going to beat Kentucky by playing fundamentally sound ball, by forcing turnovers, and by making your open shots, by getting and making your open shots. Folks, it's not out of the realm of possibility that Wofford could beat Kentucky in the second round. I'm not going to say I'm picking that, but it's not out of the realm of possibility. I wish Wofford got a more manageable number 2 seed than Kentucky. Michigan, for example, would have been better. But, you know, it's not the worst. It's absolutely not the worst. I also believe that the Midwest is the weakest region, if I'm honest with you. My pick to win this region is Auburn. I have a 5 seed winning this region. 5 seed Auburn will beat Kentucky in the Elite Eight. I was so impressed by what I saw from them in the SEC tournament. Auburn will be the winner of the Midwest region. For my money, the weakest region. Lonzo.
I got North Carolina. I'm sorry. I do realize that they struggle with...
How boring.
I agree with you. It is boring. I have North Carolina beating Kentucky. So, yeah.
Oh, listen to this. We're having some people chime in with their strategies to get out of work on Thursday and Friday. Mark, already set myself a quote-unquote dentist appointment last week for Friday at noon. Can't go back to the office. Hey, listen, those dentist appointments, it's critically important, sir, that you make those on time, okay? So you be sure, because, you know, your teeth don't wait for anybody. You be sure to hop out of that office promptly at 11:45, okay? Because you got to make it to that noon Friday dentist appointment. You absolutely must make it. Straight up, 1 year I had 103 fever the first day of March Madness, and I didn't call in sick because I hosted on the radio the morning show in the Florida Panhandle, and I thought I would be fired if I called in sick that day. So I'm rolling in with snot coming out of my nose and 103 fever. Can you believe that? Someone else tweets in, Mark, your ass is grass in the bracket challenge. LOL, love the show. I love you too, sir. I love you too. Sir, you better get the lawnmower out if my ass is grass, because there's going to be a beatdown and it's coming your way, sir. Okay? It's coming your way. All right. And finally, that leaves one region for us to get to right here, and that region is the West region. Here we go. Florida State will beat Gonzaga. I'm sorry. Are we in the... Yes. We are in the West region right now. Florida State beats Gonzaga in the Sweet 16 in this region. I've never been a believer in Gonzaga. You guys heard me on the air with Jay Billis. I have both Gonzaga and Virginia falling in the Sweet 16. Lonzo, stop shaking your head at me. When you're shaking your head, all I see is us losing to straight up with
Sturge.
Oh,
no, that's not it. I didn't pick that, but I'm shaking my head because after all the slamming of Gonzaga you've done over the last couple of weeks, you actually picked them to go that far.
Look, what do you mean? What do you mean go that far? They're the number one seed. They play the Sisters of the Poor until then. I mean, come on, dude. Here's who they play. Dickinson and then the winner of Syracuse and Baylor. Really? I mean, come on, dude. They don't even play a top 25 team to get to the Sweet 16. Of course they can get to the Sweet 16.
I listened to all of your slamming, and I've got them going out early because I listened to you.
Oh, okay.
Which is fine. You know, I've got Syracuse upsetting them
early. That could happen. It could happen. It's unlikely, but it could happen.
And by the way, I have Florida State and Michigan.
Oh, okay. Okay, so here you go. So Florida State beats Gonzaga in this half of the bracket. Nevada is the most underseeded team in the tournament, and they play Florida. How is that any fair? And by the way, do you guys have any idea how much I was wetting myself watching this bracket reveal yesterday? Do you have any possible idea? If you were watching it on CBS the way I was, and you know that Florida's a bubble team, they get to three regions before they get to Florida. Florida hasn't been revealed yet. And then you're like, crap, either we're in this last region or we're not in the bracket at all. But then not only that, Florida gets put in the very last capsule that they revealed, and it was the 7-10 matchup. And so you're saying to yourself, as a Florida fan, my team either got the last number 10 seed or we're out of the tournament. One of the two things. And they got the very last number 10 seed in the tournament, but they got a horrible draw because Nevada is the number 14 team in the country. That means Nevada should be a 4 seed. Nevada got a 7 seed in the tournament. They got hosed, which means Florida got hosed. Texas Tech is the most underrated team in the country. They're the Big 12 champion. They're my pick to win this region. Texas Tech wins this region. Ladies and gentlemen, my Final Four and the accurate Final Four, should you choose to accept it, I have only one seed in the Final Four. My Final Four is as follows: Duke, Texas Tech, Tennessee, and Auburn. Duke, Texas Tech, Tennessee, and Auburn. You cannot listen to this, and you can be wrong. Or you can listen and win the prizes. All right? There you go. A check on the Health There text line, where a texter says Furman was the biggest snub of the tournament from Perry. I would have loved to have seen... I would have absolutely positively loved to see Furman get into this tournament, and it pains me beyond belief that they didn't. It really, really does. All right, coming up next, it's time to do a little ditty we call Either Or, where we give you two options on life and sports, and you pick one. We are Offsides. You are Offsides, and you're listening to ESPN Upstate. Yes, it's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. A check on Twitter where you can get to us at ESPN Upstate. Invite you to follow me at Mark Ryan on air, Mark with a C. Lonzo's at Lonzo on word. Casey Helderman tweets into the show. Every time I hear that the SEC is family, all I hear is, quote, we piggyback off the success of Alabama because our teams are average. Casey. We actually don't like Alabama very much anymore. Alabama is the family member at the Thanksgiving table that's thumping its chest while the rest of the family's having a tough time. Nobody really likes that family member. It's the one millionaire in the family, right, when the rest of the family's been hit hard by the mortgage crisis. See what I'm saying? So it's not the best situation. You know, there is some jealousy about Alabama sitting at the dinner table, Casey, but you might be onto something there. Furman was the biggest snub of the tourney. That's from Perry. A lot of fun stuff. We've given you kind of our quick takes on each and every region here. It is time to do a little ditty we call Either Or, and Either Or starts right now. Lonzo, what do you got?
All right. First thing, we've been talking about the tournament. So would you rather lose to someone who has equal or better knowledge of college basketball than you, or someone who just likes the colors of the uniforms or the mascots?
Oh, yeah, there is something deeply humbling about, and listen, I am not here to be a misogynist, Lonzo, but you know, most guys don't pick their games based on the mascots. Oh, the bear would beat the eagle, and so I'm going to go with the bear. Most guys don't do that. Most guys don't pick by uniforms. That is typically, and listen, as time goes by, more and more women know what they're doing with the brackets, but you still have a few that do that. When you lose, and we've all lost, to the girl in the office that picks based on the mascots, that picks based on the color, there is nothing more humiliating than that. I can, listen, we've established this. I'll get my butt kicked by Jay Billis on this show every single day. If he comes on, he can destroy me every single day, all right? There, but I cannot lose to the person in the office who's picking by color of uniform. That is the most embarrassing thing ever.
I would rather lose to the person with no knowledge, because the other guy in the room who thinks that he knows just as much as you, he's just as humiliated as you, and he can't one-up on you. The girl in the office or a guy who just beat you and knows nothing, you're not going to hear from them the rest of the year. So I'd rather lose to that person.
You'd rather lose? Really? Okay, so you don't like the arrogant know-it-all in the office. See, every office around the country that's doing a bracket pool has the female employee that's picking based on uniform combination, and they have the know-it-all guy that just lets everybody know, you know, every team's net ranking in the tournament and so on and so forth. They hit you with analytics. Yeah, I could see why you'd want to be that guy, Lonzo, but listen, it's all about saving face. You cannot lose to mascot picker. You cannot lose to that. All right, next up, we keep it going here. Our show question of the day. I am proposing a national holiday be put into practice for the first day of March Madness. And I'm asking you, if we were fortunate enough to have one national holiday granted for any sport, what day would you like it to be? You get one day of the year at 1-844-477-3776. Lonzo, your choice for the purpose of either or is opening day or March Madness. Which would you prefer?
Also have to pick one or the other?
You have to pick one or the other.
Well, it's never going to be baseball, so okay, March Madness.
Well, which would you prefer?
If I had to pick between the two?
No. If you had to pick any.
The day after the college national championship.
The day after the college national championship. I'm going with March Madness. I think the first day of March Madness is, you're not working anyway. $4 billion in productivity are lost. You're not working anyway, folks. So please, when we have the chance, as we have the opportunity, make March Madness a holiday for all. It needs to happen, and it needs to happen now. Next up, Lonzo.
All right, Haloti Ngata has retired from the NFL atop Mount Kilimanjaro. Will this ever be topped by another retiree, or did he just win?
Wait a minute. I need more info than this.
All right.
He retired on top of a mountain?
He was on top of Mount Kilimanjaro when he announced his retirement from the NFL. Will it ever be topped?
Man, in terms of retirements, that is really pretty smooth. I don't know that you can beat that. But then again, if the man is in good enough physical condition to get to the top of Mount Kilimanjaro, why is he ceasing his playing career? It doesn't make a lot of sense to me. If he's really that sore, beaten up, I would imagine that was far more strenuous than anything he'd ever do on a football field.
Well, you've made enough money to go to Mount Kilimanjaro and could probably do it the rest of your life. What do you need football for anymore? I can tell you this can be topped by only one thing.
Going to Comic-Con. I know, Lonzo.
No, yes. No. Stop with that. The only way this can be topped is if you do it from space. That's the only way. If you announce your retirement from space, then you have topped Haloti Ngata. If not, you can't do it.
By the way, Penny is texting the show on the Health There text line. We had a chance to meet her and her lovely daughter Friday at Dave & Buster's. Penny, was so great to meet you guys. She says the Monday after the Super Bowl. Penny, I like you. That is the wrong answer. And she also says her friend's son picks his teams according to the mascot. He's been right 3 out of 4 years. That is the most humiliating thing in the world, to lose to the person who's picking by uniform color or picking by the mascots. You just can't do that.
Well, your friend's son needs to sign up if he's old enough for the ESPN Bracket Challenge.
Certainly does.
And he's going to clean up.
Certainly does.
Win some wonderful prizes.
All right. And finally, you have a choice, Lonzo. You're an Ohio State fan. I'm a Florida guy. Your choice is you can make the college football playoff and lose in the first game, or you can win the basketball national championship. Which would you rather? Ohio State in the college football playoff, or Ohio State wins a basketball national championship?
Well, the way it's been going the last couple of years where they've kind of got jilted out of going when they deserve to go, I'm going to go with the playoff for college football. Sorry.
Over a national championship?
For basketball, yes.
Oh, you're taking the – so a Final Four, you get knocked out in the Final Four over winning the national championship.
As long as it's
basketball.
Not Clemson that knocks us out, yeah.
Lonzo, that is certifiably insane, and Lonzo, I agree with you completely. Yes, and I feel crazy for saying this. There is something about making the playoff in college football that makes you bow your chest as a college sports fan, and basketball just can't touch that. I mean, yeah, if you live in Durham, North Carolina, and that's all that matters, or Chapel Hill, North Carolina, I get it, okay? You're a basketball school, Lexington, Kentucky, basketball school. But for the rest of the country, man, you make the college football playoff, even if you don't win the national championship, that gives you a sense of pride that carries throughout the year. If you're the basketball national champion, it's almost a consolation prize. Hey, we were 5-7 in football, but at least we won the college basketball national championship, right? There's no at least attached to making the college football playoff. It's something you brag about year after year after year. It's a point of pride. It means your program's one of the best programs in all of college football. And that, for me, is worth a hell of a lot. It really, really is. All right, ladies and gentlemen, each and every year after the tournament, a show I've been on has done a non-sports bracket, okay? Each and every year. I am going to reveal what our non-sports bracket will be, and I'll do that next. You don't want to miss this, and it's next right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan. We are ESPN. It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Oh, yeah. Casey Helderman says, don't worry, Lonzo. Clemson already granted your wish a few years back. Look at her zinging you, Lonzo. Lonzo said he'd rather have his college, the college team he roots for, make the college football playoff and lose than win the basketball national championship. And Casey said, hey, Clemson's already done that for you, pal.
I don't recall that.
Clemson has already done that for you, sir. Okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, on my shows in various cities, and I really hope and pray that I have the chance to be here for quite a while because I'm a little bit road weary and I've moved around quite a bit. An example of that, and I had weird dreams last night, Lonzo. Last night, I dreamt in the first half of the night that I had cancer, okay? And I was just really, like, deeply bothered and concerned, and, like, I woke up in, like, a cold sweat. I got up shirtless and then went and turned the air down because, I was so literally hot and bothered by what I was dreaming about, right? And then the other half of my dream, I dreamt that I was moving to Minnesota, and I had to tell Mark Hendricks that I was moving to Minnesota, and I woke up and I was so upset. So, like, I didn't know what I had done to deserve doing this, you know? But there's not even number one, I have no interest in moving to Minnesota. Number two, there's not a job open in Minnesota. Number three, I'm not interested in moving again. I'm very happy here. And so it was
the
just a really weird thing.
The fact that you know that there's not a job open in Minnesota, that would be concerning.
Well, yeah, no, you know, no. But when you work in the industry, Lonzo, you have people email you every time there's jobs, right? I see a list of open jobs all the time, right? You do. But it was just so weird to me. Just so such really, really weird and odd dreams. But the reality is, I don't want to move again. I don't want to move again. But I've done each and every year, regardless of where I am, I've done different brackets. Okay, I've done different non-sports brackets. One year we did your favorite meal. And in the favorite meal bracket, I was shocked that barbecue did not win. They made it to the Final Four, but they lost in the Final Four. In the final, it was steak and potatoes against your favorite seafood meal. And your favorite seafood and steak and potatoes won. Then we did March Mayhem in Houston, where we took all the professional athletes in Houston and we said if J.J. Watt got into a fight with Deshaun Watson, who would win? And that was the bracket. That's how we set up the bracket. This year, ladies and gentlemen, we are revealing this right now for you because we need your support and we will begin this bracket. It'll be up on the website. We'll begin it after the real tournament ends. And the bracket is going to be, are you ready for this? Lonzo, you ready? It's going to be the pet peeve bracket, okay? We're going to have seeds for the different pet peeves that exist in your life, that exist in society, and you're going to be able to chime in right now with your nominees. What needs to be in this bracket? What pet peeves absolutely must be in this bracket? 1-844-477-3776. The text line is there for you at 71307. Twitter is there for you as well, at Mark Ryan on Air. That's at M-A-R-C Ryan on Air, at ESPN Upstate. We're going to have things like ghosting people, unnecessarily honking at someone, snoring, picking your nose, leaving the cap off the toothpaste, not washing your hands before you eat, slow driver in the fast lane, talking during movies, and one of my personal favorites, the close talker, the person who talks so close to your face that they violate your personal space. What needs to be on this list in our pet peeves bracket that we will begin in earnest following the conclusion of the real tournament? Your thoughts needed and welcome. You're listening to Offsides with Mark Ryan. Aaron Torres of Fox Sports joins us after this with some key nuggets right here on ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.